Now, three babies a week die from sudden infant death syndrome here in the UK. That's according to the Lullaby Trust. And many of those deaths happen due to hazardous co-sleeping conditions. Here in Oxfordshire, locality team leader for health visitors in Abingdon and Wallingford, Karen Bisp, helps to educate new parents on how to help their baby sleep safely. And she joins me now to talk more about this situation. Karen, good morning. Thank you for joining us. We were just saying
off-air,
what a terribly serious subject this is, but we're going to put a positive slant on it. Let's start with the basics then. Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, as it's become known, that's the acronym. Can you just explain, stupid question, but can you just explain to me and to anybody listening who doesn't know exactly what it is? Because there's some confusion, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. Morning. As you've just said, we do have three babies that die a week. Of the babies that are born every week, we have 700,000 babies born every year in the UK, and we still have three babies that die a week from SIDS. SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome, as you say, which we used to often hear referred to as cot death, but the term is no longer used. It's misleading because babies sadly have been found to die in other conditions, such as on sofas or in car seats. So SIDS is an unexplained death in babies under 12 months. 86% of those deaths happen under 6 months, but with under three months being the most vulnerable time. And this is, next week is Safer Sleeping Week, run by the Lullaby Trust. This helps to raise the awareness of safer sleep advice that we want to provide to families in order to save many lives. So thanks for the opportunity of us bringing it to the show.
You say it's unexplained, all the deaths are unexplained. I mean, my next question was, what are the causes? But are you saying we don't really still know what the causes are?
No, that's right. We don't know what the causes for SIDS are. It's likely to be a combination of vulnerabilities, including situations such as prematurity, as well as multiple risk factors such as the home environment, temperature, lack of ventilation or a smoky environment, and the baby's stage of development. The risk is much higher in babies because they get too hot. So room temperature needs to be kept a lot lower than you'd expect, between 16 and 20 degrees. And babies don't need as many layers. They don't need to wear a hat indoors. They only need thin layers of blankets, which we should tuck well in, which then reduce the risk of anything covering a baby's face. We do know a high proportion of babies who die from as a result of SIDS are found with their heads covered by any loose bedding or toys, blankets, for example.
So there are preventional measures then that a parent can take. But are there symptoms within the child themselves that they can look for? I mean, do we learn anything from potential symptoms?
What we always advise families about as health visitors is that they know their child best. So we want them to be really vigilant of illnesses in young babies. There's lots of tools and resources. The Lullaby Trust have a really helpful baby check app. If you're concerned that your baby is beginning to be unwell, and particularly for new parents, that can be a really scary scenario. They've never looked after a child before and aren't sure what signs to look for. So the Lullaby Trust baby check app is really useful. The NHS website's got lots of advice, and we always encourage families to have a very low threshold to call their GP or the 111 service if they're concerned that their baby is unwell. And GPs will always prioritise seeing little ones. So the message is, get them seen if you're worried.
Are we talking about a particular age range, Karen? I mean, are we talking very young children, or what age does this go up to?
So it can be in anything under one, but particularly vulnerable for babies that are aged sort of 6 months, but 3 months and under is the most vulnerable.
And what else can parents then, and carers indeed, do to reduce the risk of SIDS happening? Are there a basic set of rules that they can follow? I mean, this is not a lighthearted observation. I remember we looked after our granddaughter when she was very young, and I actually went in there and made sure I could see or hear her breathing. I mean, that sounds like it's an overreaction, but I'm sure that's something that many people have done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really, really anxious time. And the message from the Lullaby Trust is that we can deliver some very safe messages, particularly about the co-sleeping and unplanned bed sharing, because we know that's a time when families are really tired and really, really vulnerable to to likely to want to just get as much sleep as possible. So unplanned bed sharing is when you maybe just accidentally fall asleep with your baby, maybe on a sofa or an armchair. And we know that babies, that increases the risk of SIDS by 50%. And very recently, the NHS removed the statement that new parents should never bed share. 50% of new parents admitted that they have bed shared in the first 3 months of their baby's life. And their intention is often not to bed share, but they just accidentally fall asleep when struggling with night feeds, frequent waking, or that anxiety that you just mentioned about wanting to diligently check that their baby is actually breathing. So we want to make co-sleeping and bed sharing more safe, and parents are advised to plan and discuss their co-sleeping with a professional, with each other, and rather than just allowing it to happen accidentally. And actually, we found that this would reduce the number of cases of SIDS by 90% if the advice is widely shared and followed. So the main messages are really, really simple. If you're thinking about co-sleeping and bed sharing, please keep adult bedding and pillows away from your baby and any other items that could cover their head or cause them to overheat. Wow. Keep your baby at the side of the bed between you and your partner, not between you and your partner, but beside you and the edge of the bed, and give your baby plenty of space so they won't fall out of the bed, get trapped or overheat. And babies should always sleep on their backs, whether they're bed sharing or within their own beds. And don't bed share if you smoke, your baby's premature, if you've taken any drugs that would make you feel sleepy. That could be prescribed or non-prescribed medication. And please don't bed share on a sofa.
Wow, that's a huge increase in risk, 90%. So thank you for that. Anybody listening, I know that Oxfordshire's health visitors are doing their very best to help educate parents and carers as they make their visits around the county. What can people do to find out more about this from you, or indeed from other organisations, and indeed, you know, as I say, the Lullaby Trust or the council? Where can people go if they're listening to this thinking, we need more information about this?
We do discuss safe seat guidance, so putting your baby on their back, not on their front or their side, keeping your baby on a firm, flat, waterproof mattress, and not using any sort of blankets or sleepy head pillows or bean bags or any of the things that you can find to buy. They're not safe spaces to sleep, but it's a minefield of information. So we discuss the safe sleep guidance at all of our appointments, as do our midwifery colleagues. We see families when their babies are around 2 weeks old and then about a month later, and we want to discuss safe sleep guidance at every opportunity. We have a Oxfordshire Health Visitors website with lots of safe sleep guidance. Links to the Lullaby Trust website, where all the information is clear and easily accessible. So just looking for the Oxfordshire Health Visitors website is the best place to look for. It links directly through to the Lullaby Trust, and all of their information is really easy to read for many different people. We know that greater awareness of safe sleep leads to a decrease in numbers of babies dying. Safer Sleep Week is the Lullaby Trust national awareness campaign targeting anybody looking after a young baby. So it does aim to raise awareness of sudden infant death syndrome and the simple advice that I've given this morning, reducing the risk of it occurring. Thank you for the opportunity from the Health Visiting Service to discuss safe sleep and safe co-sleeping during Safer Sleeping Week. It's a really important subject to us.